So it's around midday. We're sitting in one of the most beautiful places in the world. We've just had one of the most beautiful meals in the world, and we're sitting here chatting to two of the most beautiful women in the world. Can you tell us a little bit about this Bitchin' Kitchen Collective?
We set up the collective about a year and a half ago. Both of us have kind of been into cooking and cooking at different things for a long time. And we kind of just got together and gave it a name and, you know, gathered all our equipment together and kind of put it out there that we want to cook at things. So that was about a year and a half ago at an IFA European Youth Fraction winter meeting in County Clare. So that's how long we've been at it.
Okay, and what's the general gist? Like, where do you go to? Can I get you to come out for any old thing, or is it more political actions only, or what?
Well, gatherings of people, political actions, festivals. Well, we haven't done really festivals yet. Well, we've done a sustainable fair in Westport 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay, and in terms of resources, like what kind of equipment do you have? How much have you?
Loads of knives, big pots, big burners.
The pots are very big. Like
that's our biggest one. Biggest
we
one.
Have like a pot that you could actually fit three people inside of. We got it made for Ecotopia in Ireland, like that's about 4 years ago. We went to stainless steel maker and we got him to use all the scrap pieces of steel and he built us pots, like boilers for tea. We just collect up the stuff. Every time we cook somewhere, we make a small profit and all the money goes back into buying more equipment for the kitchen. So we hope that finally, like, we'll have a massive kitchen. We can cook for up to 1,000 people. We can go to any festival, any gathering.
Cool.
We can go out, we can do like food not bombs for people on the streets and give out free food. So it's like, it's not for profit. We do make small profits, but all the time the money goes back into new equipment and making it like a bigger and better kitchen.
Yeah.
And we donate money to campaigns. Like, we donate half our profits at the moment are going to the Rossport Solidarity Camp because we're both a part of it.
Yeah.
So it's something we really want to give our money to. But literally we cook at anything. Like, it's not just political stuff. Like, we have cooked at birthday parties and stuff like that. Like, funerals, weddings, birthday parties, anything. Because, like, our whole belief is that good food should be cheap and it should be really available.
Okay, and can you just tell us the way that it works. So there's a few people that are part of the collective and you've got the stuff, but then when it comes to an event like what we're at now, you rely on people to come and help wash up and help cook and stuff like that. And like, is that the way it works? The people do come in and pitch in, everybody lends their hand and
absolutely everybody comes in, everyone wants to be in the kitchen, it's the best place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time we start cooking, everyone's coming in saying, what do you want to cook? Clean, chop.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have free vegan chocolate for people in the kitchen, so it becomes an attractive place to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you said, the most beautiful women in the world are in the kitchen.
Without a doubt. And come here though, what about, if we can just talk about, I suppose, the actual act of people coming together and eating, you know, getting food, preparing food, cooking food, sharing the food, eating the food, doing the wash up, like that whole, it takes a lot of work, but it's probably the most essential thing to get right. If you don't get that right, I think the rest doesn't happen. And you've definitely got it going on here. But like, from your experiences now, like, would you agree with that, or would you value it, or it can be worked on further?
It all comes together so naturally. Like, it's always a bit of a panic going, oh my God, we've got how many hundred people to feed, and but it always works out perfectly because everyone wants to come in, everyone wants to help. And it is like the most important part, I think, of a gathering is everyone sitting down together. I mean, there's the important political meetings and discussions, but there's people sitting down together and eating and sharing food and just being able to provide people with good, decent food and see everyone smiling when they walk away with the plates and come up saying, oh, thanks a million, that was excellent, and people say, that's the best food I've ever had, is something like this. It's brilliant. It's really, really rewarding to do it.
And what, it's a vegan collective, isn't it?
Yeah, all the food is vegan. Well, sometimes like we'd have options that are just vegetarian, but the food is always vegan, so everyone can eat the food. Like, so that we don't have to like turn someone away and go, no, you can't have that. So it's just it's available to everybody.
There's always special people that want special food as well.
Yeah.
We cater for all those special people.
And what about, because I suppose some people who, you know, they might arrive at some sort of gathering or something, and they mightn't really be used to the whole vegetarian or vegan kind of diet, and they kind of, you know, expect just, you know, where's my meat, and they wouldn't be able to deal with it. But then they get these meals and they're just blown away by the flavours and how full up they're feeling.
Yeah, that's happened to so many times. Like, we were cooking at a gathering in Donegal, and it was just all kind of regular people coming from the town who wouldn't have eaten food like that before, and just literally the smells as we were cooking, they were like, oh, what are you cooking, what are you cooking? And then they taste it and they're amazed that it actually tastes decent and it fills them up. Like, we cooked veggie burgers at a sustainable fair last week or 2 weeks ago, and people were coming up to us saying, I'm not even a vegetarian and they're the nicest burgers I've ever tasted. So it's brilliant just to show people that vegan and vegetarian and organic and strange foods aren't like weird or disgusting. They can be really nice and really tasty.
Yeah. And have you any links with any of the community gardens that are around the country, or would that be something that you'd be interested in trying to get established, like to get better links with the land, the food coming to the kitchen?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we really should. Both of us have studied organics, and like, when we first started doing the kitchen, we would be growing food ourselves. We'd bring some of our own food and our own herbs to the kitchen. We're not doing that at the moment. Gráinne is studying sustainability in that, so maybe you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I just studied a course in permaculture, and I'd like to, there's already loads of permaculture things all around us. Whenever we cook, we always use these kind of ways and looking after our water, cleaning our water after we're finished, and recycling everything and using alternative energies. So it all winds up together. Yeah.
And in terms of like this whole sustainability thing, like the food, the kitchen, but the whole camp, like, is a brilliant model of how things can be and should be. Yeah. You know, because if we keep on going the other way, it's the end for our species.
Yeah. I think the camp is a brilliant example, because we're in like a specially protected area, and we have to be really careful about how we build the camp and how we live in the camp. Like, we can't just allow our water to drain away into the ground. We put it through grey water system, and that's like boxes full of water plants that clean the water and take like excess nutrients out of the water, so when it goes back into the soil, it's grand, it's not going to harm it. We recycle everything, we have compost toilets, we have like wind turbine and solar power for energy. So it's like a really good example for people to come down and see how we live. Like, it's really setting a good example for people. Yeah.
And in terms of if overall your year and a half, is it year and a half?
Year.
Yeah. Only a year.
The
year. But of the Bitchin' Kitchen.
Oh, about year and a half.
Okay.
So
out of all the Bitchin' Kitchen, the history of the Bitchin' Kitchen, can you just, has there been a few really memorable feasts that you've had?
Fantastic.
Look, I'm a big fan of Asterix books, and the way everyone ends with the feast at the end, you know, to celebrate. That's what communities are about.
Yeah. Well, when we cooked the Eye for Winter Meeting, I think that was one of our best ones, because for once we were like indoors and we had a really fancy kitchen, and we just went over the top like with meals. They had like the most amazing vegan pizzas and lasagnas and millions of salads and like just going over the top. So I know maybe we'll end with a big feast.
And what about do you have bread making workshops ever or like that, or is any clay ovens or anything?
That's something we really should do. Gráinne makes amazing bread, but actually one of the local women today made us a load of soda bread and brown bread and brought it up for us to serve out with our lunch. But that would, like, to have a clay oven and make our own bread on site, like at a gathering, that would be fantastic.
And also people come in all the time and are giving us recipes, like, you know, we had a few people in here today from Greece, from teaching us different things, like, you know, picking up.
So could there possibly be a Bitchin' Kitchen recipe book coming out soon?
Maybe.
Lovely. Well, listen, thanks very much. The food is just amazing as ever. So I'm sure, who knows, the rest of the world, I'd say, only dying to have you come over.
Thanks a million, Duncan.